mother, wife,
Air Force veteran,
gun rights advocate.
This is Stacy on the Right. Here's your host, Stacy Washington.
And we're back for hour three. We're going to get as much in as we possibly can, but we're going to start off with one of our favorites who's back in town. In fact, she's back in the country. She was out of the country. I just happened to be broadcasting from the mothership in New York City, Sirius XM Tower, while she was in the country of Georgia. And now she's back with us, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association, at Sergeant Betsy Smith on Twitter. Hey there. Thanks for coming back.
Stacy, I was sitting in a cafe drinking Georgian wine and eating one of their national dishes while I listened to you and my husband talk. That was a fantastic
thing. It was great. I have to tell you, I was thinking to myself, please let him be great. He's married to Sergeant Betsy. He's got to be great. And he was. He was great. And we obviously, we missed you. We pined for you, but we did our best.
It was wonderful.
All right, so now we have new things to discuss. So, and this is, I've already railed against it in the first segment in my monologue. This is not a banana republic. This is the United States of America. We do not use our power, our political power, to persecute our political opponents. But that's exactly what Biden and Attorney General Garland and this faux prosecutor up in New York State are doing to former President Trump.
Well, and this is the thing, you know, we believe in the American justice system. And so to see it used like this, and again, you know, like you said, I just got back from a former, former part of the Soviet Union, where I was talking to Russian police officers who wanted to know why we don't put more of our media in jail and things like that. So I literally walked around with a constitution in my hand and talked about why we revere the First Amendment. But the frustrating thing about this situation with Trump is, you know, and people need to know this, you know, there's a lot of talk about getting rid of qualified immunity for police officers. We shouldn't let them run amok. You know, you hear all this stuff. You know, a guy like Alvin Bragg, he has absolute immunity. So if this turns out to be an absolute sham of a prosecution, which it looks like it may be, there's no action you can take against him. And I think that's wrong.
It is. And so, again, this is an activity. I've been pointing out some of the little known facts, Sergeant Betsy. So the one I like to start off with is it was actually a Democrat who did this. It was Paula Jones. It was $850,000. Mm-hmm. And it was also more than two decades ago when $850,000 was big money. Nowadays, a lot of people would say, $850,000, that's chump change. Well, it's a lot of money to me, but back then it was a lot of money. You could buy like 10 houses with $850,000 back then.
Right.
And it was right. Clinton who did it. He actually paid it, and he wasn't prosecuted.
Well, and people pay hush money all the time, whether they're politicians or, you know, other famous people. You know, this is a very common occurrence. And again, if Donald Trump violated the law, paying Stormy Daniels, why wasn't he indicted previously? I mean, why now, all these years later? In fact, there's a legal argument, if this is not elevated to a felony, that the statute of limitations is up. But now what we're talking about, and I've been talking a lot today about, okay, what everybody wants to know, what about the violent riots that are going to occur? First of all, we don't know if there are going to be violent riots, but the media, Alvin Bragg, and other officials in New York, they have a responsibility to do everything they can, and there's a lot that they can do, to make sure that they don't entice people into violent riots on either side. Because if Trump is arrested, you're going to see very frustrated Trump supporters. You're also going to be, you're going to see gleeful anti-Trump people, and it could be a real mess for NYPD.
So we all know that when Antifa gets riled up and they do their thing, they either are arrested and immediately released and then not prosecuted, or they're not arrested at all. So what's the likelihood that if you saw mass uprisings by people on the right, that they would get that same treatment that Antifa gets?
Well, we have been hearing a lot about another January 6th style protest. That's the concern that we're hearing about because again, you know, when it comes to a protest as opposed to violent riots, you know, let's not forget that the George Floyd protests were mostly people, despite the millions of dollars of looting, the burning of buildings, killing of multiple people, including police officers. We had hundreds of violent riots. We had a four-hour violent riot at the Capitol, and we're still talking about that and dealing with that. So again, let's face it, people on the right are held to a different standard in this country, and New York is preparing for this situation if people are going to come to New York and protest. And of course, we could see protests around the country. But again, I think that we should look at prevention. And now today, multiple law enforcement organizations, including NYPD and other organizations, met today to talk about some of the logistics. And we have to remember, you know, whether you like Trump or not, if you really hate Trump and you think you're going to see him perp walked in a set of handcuffs, that's probably not going to happen. Who is going to be in charge of this arrest? Presumably, it's going to be the Secret Service. And they have already called for doing a virtual arraignment, in other words, a virtual appearance by video, which would be very smart. And you can do that from anywhere, you know, leave him at Mar-a-Lago, let him do the virtual arraignment, and that would be the responsible thing for Alvin Bragg and whatever judge happens to be involved in the arrangements to do in the arraignment. But we're gonna see how responsible they're gonna be.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I literally said. There is no way a person as high profile as former President Trump would ever be perp walked anywhere. That they would even be arrested is ridiculous. That's what people were saying when it was Hillary Clinton and she deleted all the emails and bleach bitted and done this and that. And they're like, oh, you know, she should be arrested. And they're like, yeah, but in what universe do you ever see her being arrested? She's Hillary Clinton, former first lady, former senator. You know, she's never going to be arrested. Well, that works for her. She's a Democrat. For Trump, that's all people are salivating over. Even regular people, even media people who are never supposed to let their true feelings about the subject show, they're sitting around in huddles on television, on CNN and MSNBC, fantasizing about seeing a former president perp walked. They're not doing that. There's no way they're doing that. It's just never going to happen. But then again, I never thought we'd see political prisoners held for over 2 years without being charged, without having their due process in America over a political event, which January 6th was a political event. No one was killed except Ashley Babbitt. Those people were trespassing. Some of them did vandalism, but nothing worse than anything Antifa did all over America for 8 or 9 months. So I never thought I'd see that. What's the chance that Alvin Bragg will still try to force it so that he can arrest President Trump publicly?
Well, and there's your wild card, if you will. Alvin Bragg, the DA of Manhattan, is a George Soros installed district attorney who has allowed New Yorkers to constantly fall victim to violent criminals. So I'm not sure that he cares to prevent riots. I'm not sure that he really cares that this is an unprecedented moment. We have never had a former president charged with this kind of crime, arrested in this manner, if indeed Trump does get arrested. So, yeah, I'm not sure Alvin Bragg really cares about anything other than his own political ambition. But here's the thing. Again, I got to go back. The Secret Service is going to be in charge of this. Who runs the Secret Service? The Department of Justice. Who runs the Department of Justice? Ultimately, President Joe Biden. Here, once again, is an opportunity for President Biden to step up and be a leader and say, look, I'm going to ask that the Secret Service handle it in this manner. And again, do it in a very low key, preferably private manner so that we don't whoop up all these crowds on either side who are either waiting for that Trump perp block or are going to be enraged by it. This is a time for Joe Biden to show that he can be a leader. Now, do we think that's going to happen? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, me either. Because if he was really going to be a leader, he would have already said, not while I'm running for president. So I'm planning on running for president. He's already running for president. If you do this while there's a presidential campaign going on, it gives the appearance that I'm allowing this, that I'm somehow involved in this, and I just won't be a part of it. I won't be a part of political persecution of a political enemy. And then that would take all of the steam out of this thing. And then people would feel like they could select the candidate that they most want to support. Instead, this is really going to drive, as you said, it's going to drive people to donate and support former President Trump. Now, I'm fine with that. I like the guy. But if you're sitting up, and you want somebody else, if you're a Nikki Haley person, you're like, no, don't arrest him. Don't do it. Because after they raided his private residence, his support went through the roof. So same.
Well, and you're right. And we also have to look at what does this say, this action, all this time and money spent in trying to prosecute Trump for a nothing burger. What does this say to all of the crime victims in Manhattan, very often involved in cases that Alvin Bragg either won't prosecute at all or he allows to be, felonies to be pled down to misdemeanors, things like that? What does it say to all these people who have been victimized as crime continues to rise in New York? I think that's one of the things lost in this story is we're talking about all this energy about arresting Donald Trump and Alvin Bragg, whether you like him or hate him. Alvin Bragg's not doing his job as the prosecutor of Manhattan. And he is spitting in the face, I think, of all of those crime victims and all of those NYPD cops and detectives who are bringing him cases that he is either having his people ignore, he's pleading down so that we can get Donald Trump. And it's exactly what you said in the beginning. This just makes us a banana republic. And it's incredibly frustrating. And I hope that people see that this is not the American justice system. This is not what that system is for. And it's being abused and it's being bastardized.
Yep. And it looks terrible, but it's even worse because, again, so it's not just, it's Trump. He deserves it. Leftists seem so willing to say, well, it's okay if we do this to Trump. It's not okay if we do it to, say, Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, but it's okay if we do it to Trump. It's as if he's in a special category all his own where he can be persecuted and it doesn't count. But if the shoe were on the other foot and you had the Trump administration, they were so afraid he was going to do that to Hillary Clinton. I mean, they were really scared of it, that he was going to prosecute her after he became president. And they worked like the dickens to kind of declaw him and defang him so that he couldn't do anything because he was so busy fighting them. He never intended on prosecuting her. He never planned on doing that. It was a campaign quip. It was not something he planned on doing. So it's really interesting to see. So I heard, and I also read some articles today, Sergeant Betsy, it says online that the arrest for tomorrow is more than likely off. What do you see happening over the next couple of days?
Well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see negotiations, although I don't think we'll see them. But I think that there's a lot of negotiation in the background about how are we going to do this. It's going to be Secret Service heavy because, remember, the Secret Service has got to protect Donald Trump at all costs. They cannot allow him to be put into a dangerous situation, i.e., being brought to the courthouse or the jail to be, you know, processed and photographed and fingerprinted like a normal prisoner. So I think you're going to see some negotiation, and parallel to that, I think you're going to see additional preparation for potential protests. And I hope that during all of this, Alvin Bragg comes to his senses and makes this less of a circus.
Yeah, less of a circus, or he comes to his senses because someone in that office, I heard 60% of the people in the office don't even want this. So he's with the minority of the people. He doesn't have the support of the full office, that he just basically decides to drop these charges. It's a political suicide for the Democrats to do this, because all they're going to do is cement, because right now they have been enjoying the back and forth between Trump and DeSantis, and they were like, oh, you know, Trump is this and Trump is that, and oh, DeSantis, and they're trying to pit the two against each other because a divided Republican Party is much easier for them to beat. But if they do this, all of the support congeals around Trump. Everybody gets onto, you know, it's just unavoidable. It's a witch hunt, and you can't unsee that. And so then you end up with a very, very unified Republican Party. Very difficult for them to beat.
Well, and remember, from American law enforcement perspective, Donald Trump was the most pro-police mm-hmm. president we've had in my lifetime. So, you know, while the Democrats are still coalescing around this, you know, the police are bad, we need to defund the police, although you're seeing some walking back of that in mm-hmm. in certain cities. Again, from a law enforcement perspective, I think you're going to see American law enforcement, you know, some of who have wavered when it comes to Joe Biden, because, you know, Joe Biden used to be very pro-law enforcement. I think it'll very possibly solidify American law enforcement behind Donald Trump as well. And I do agree. This is, from a political standpoint, it's a horrible idea for the Democrats, but it's almost a runaway train. Can yeah. Alvin Bragg stop it? I don't know.
Yeah, so there's the part of the party that is so in love with finally getting, because they've been saying he's a criminal for, you know, ever since he walked down the escalator. They went from loving him and dropping his name in their music videos to hating him. And they're desperate for the validation of being able to say, I told you he was a criminal. I told you he was a criminal. Now we have the proof. Here's the proof. He's a criminal. He's been arrested. That's what's missing from them screaming Russia, 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 and Ukraine, 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 and all of the other hoaxes that they've pulled off. Oh, you know, the Republicans are in denial. They just don't listen. They don't read news. They're fake news. They believe lies, blah, 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 blah. This would be something they could say, well, he was arrested in New York. He was brought up on charges in New York. And that's what they lack. So this would be the thing that would do it for them.
Well, and I heard one pundit today talk about, well, just because he's going to be arrested for a presumably minor crime, we have to get him on anything that we can. You know, we've never been able to arrest him on all these alleged major crimes, so let's arrest him on a minor crime, which, again, is mm-hmm. not how our justice system works. I really believe this will backfire, but let's not forget, too, that while we're all talking about Trump, what are we not talking about? We're not talking about how the investigation into the Biden family seems to be getting closer and closer and closer to some real corruption there. And I did hear a little talk about that today, that are we ignoring what's happening with the Bidens, which apparently are much more serious? Mm-hmm. Because we're all talking about what's going on with Donald Trump and this potential, you know, salacious arrest. So part of this, I do believe, is distraction. But that's, you know, that's going to be, you know, not that we get political at the National Police Association, but as we have watched what's happened with Donald Trump and the way that our justice system has been abused, you know, this is... they're never going to stop until they get him to go away. And I don't think he's ever going to go away. So
it doesn't
ever
going to
work out?
Yeah, it doesn't ever stop. So you mentioned something there, Betsy, and I you know, we're always so appreciative that you can spend time with us here on in the evening on Stacey on the Right. But so you have Biden. So here's the unintended consequence of them following through with this. Biden doesn't call off the dogs. The Democrats are so blinded by their hatred of former President Trump that they go ahead and allow this. And he is, you know, even if it's a virtual arrest, it's an arrest. If he's arraigned virtually, it's still an arraignment. He's still charged with a crime. A former president, never done before in this country. And we've had some really interesting guys hold that office. And so they do it, right? Then the investigation that the Republicans are running into Biden and the payments, because I was actually surprised. And I know he's gotten money from all over the world and his son has been on every energy board in the universe. I know all that stuff. But I was surprised by the numbers that have been coming out over the past couple of weeks here about payments made to the Bidens, even people who aren't political. Ashley Biden even got a little cut. You know, I don't know how they justified giving her anything, but I guess they were like, well, we've given the other ones too much. We have to give something to her. And so they did. I mean, Sergeant Betsy, come on. If we can draw a clear line from Biden and his family and influence peddling, and they've arrested Trump for, you know, allegedly a misdemeanor, you know, campaign finance violation, and it's still allegedly. I do not believe he's guilty of anything, but, you know, they're going to charge him. Then how does Biden get away without being charged and arrested and arraigned, even if it's virtually? I mean, if you set the precedent and they've gone back years and years on Trump, that means Clinton years are open, Obama years are open. All of the other former presidents should be unified in opposition to this very publicly, because lots of things have gone on.
Well, but we both know that we do have this two-tier justice system. Let's not forget that as we, even this week, hear Joe Biden talk about more gun control and this and that and background checks. There was so much talk about background checks this week or last week. And yet, who is it that lied on his federal background check form in applying for a firearm and then illegally got a firearm? Oh, that's Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. We've all seen that form. We know that he lied on the form. He admitted he lied on the form. And yet was Hunter Biden prosecuted for something that you and I would have been prosecuted for? No, he was not. So that, again, is one of those frustrations that is going to possibly drive people, hopefully to peacefully protest if Trump does get arrested, you know, because you're right. The Biden should be treated the same way, but Hillary Clinton should have been treated the same way. So are we heading into a place in our history now where it's just high-level politician going after high-level politician, and depending on who's in power is who we're going to see prosecuted or not prosecuted? And that's a terrible precedent, too, because the whole point of our high leadership, our presidents, vice presidents, you know, all of that is to do what? Run this country, Stacey, and run this country to keep us safe and financially well off, and make America the superpower that we are supposed to be. You know, we can't let this devolve anymore, and I'm afraid that's what's going to happen.
Well, so the Republicans are always, you know, tucking their sweater vests in and putting their bow ties straight. But if they arrest a former president in an attempt to prevent him from running, I really think the gloves are going to come off for the Republicans. I think you see the party coalescing around Trump, and you see the Republicans finally set their jaw and understand what this really is. And if they take the White House back, they put the shoe on the other foot and say, now you're going to have to live with this because you set the table. So now let's eat. They're going to have to do that. There's only so far you can allow a bully to push you around without expecting the ultimate. And that's where we are right now. We're in the ultimate zone because Republicans have not fought back.
Well, and I think what you'll see, too, is I think you'll see Republicans get more aggressive about cleaning up organizations like the FBI and going into the DOJ and taking out the political players and replacing them with what should be their apolitical staffers who, again, are trying to do what? Not prosecute politicians, trying to prosecute criminals. So I do, you know, I hope that Republicans see this, and Democrats too, and say, you know what, we gotta clean it up. We've gotta remember what our justice system is about, why it exists, and what we're supposed to be doing. Because again, as we're all talking about Donald Trump and Joe Biden, the American citizen is being victimized by burglars and drug dealers and murderers and carjackers and on and on and on. We have got to go back to that the business of keeping Americans safe.
Yep. It should be our most important duty, because I tell you, when you talk about Americans being victimized, it's happening. It's actually happening. Americans are watching criminals victimize them and go free. And it's unbelievable. And the police officers are watching people they've arrested them. And that's supposed to be the end of it. When you commit a violent crime, the police are not supposed to see you out on the street again. But they are. They're seeing these men out on the street again. Repeat offenders, just offending again and again and again. It's too much. It's too much. But that's why we need to go back to our law and order ethos, and so much of what we can do there is precipitated by our law enforcement, which we appreciate so much. Sergeant Betsy Brentner-Smith, spokesperson for the National Police Association, at Sergeant Betsy Smith on Twitter. Thank you so much for coming on again tonight.
Stacey, great to catch up.
All right. Have a wonderful evening, and God bless. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so good to talk to Betsy. Always so good.